There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Hello, my name is Payback. They call me Karma for short. I am the one we all rely on to settle the score. Won the battle, you may, but the war is far from done. And when you least expect it, is when it's my turn to have my. You will soon see what it feels like to have it done to you. Humble I will make you before this night is through. So before you think of hurting another, don't forget that it is I that they call me Karma, but it is you who will regret. They say that if you enter the coffee house of Karma, there are no menus. You get what you deserve. In the coffee house of Karma, there are no menus. You get what you deserve. The karma is a very, very complicated, intricate thing to understand how things are working. Sometimes it's difficult or confusing. There was a man. He goes to officer and says, my brother has field and he needs irrigation, so we want water supply. The officer says, your work will be done only if you give me 10,000 rupees. Bribe. Your work will be done only if you give me 10,000 rupees. The poor man says, but I don't have that much money. So the officer says, then your work will not be done. And the officer adds one more thing, that the officer himself was in trouble till now, because his land was acquired by one land mafia, and ultimately, it was out of court settlement of 3 lakhs. So, you have to give me money. Otherwise, approval will not be done. This poor man, he is a truck driver. He doesn't know what to do. So, he goes to another person and says, if you can give me some job. The person says, yes, there is a truck of onion to be carried. If you do that in 2 days, you will be given 6,000. The man is happy. So, but The owner wants that it should be done. The truck should reach in 2 days. This man goes, starts his journey. On the way, he finds that there is a car accident and a man is there who is hurt, deserted, nobody around, but still alive. So this truck driver, he goes out and tries to help him. But his partner, who was in the truck, says him, "Why you are wasting your time? We have to reach in 2 days. Otherwise, we won't be able to reach." But he doesn't listen. He goes out of his way and helps that man, calls the police and takes the ambulance and takes that man to the hospital, stays with the man for 2 days. Ultimately, the man is okay. And he says, "He's so happy that you saved my life. What can I do for you?" He says, "I don't want anything. But I am in hurry because I had to reach in 2 days. So let me go." The man says, "Okay." So this truck driver reaches the destination, but he was 2 days late. But the owner is extremely happy. He says, "In this last 2 days, the price of onions have doubled. So good that you came 2 days late. So instead of giving you 6,000, I am going to give you 10,000. So the truck driver goes. Now he comes back and goes to that water officer to give bribe. The officer says, "Now I will not take your bribe. I am just signing your paper without bribe." The truck driver says, "But how come?" That officer says, "The man who saved was the same land mafia who had taken my money, whom I had to do out of court settlement. And he had a talk with me. And he is so guilty. Even he is ready to give away my land. And we both have learnt lesson from you. So I am giving you approval without anything." So karma comes back. Whatever you do comes back, good or bad. You cannot escape. If you help somebody, it will come back to you. If you do good to the world, it will come back to you. If you have good wishes, they will come back to you. But if you have ill will, nefarious tendencies, then that also will come back to you. So everything comes back. There is one lecture by Swami Vivekananda in Saint Francisco where he says, not a single blow is undeserved. Not a single blow, kick is undeserved. If you have got the kick, you deserved it. Don't blame others. You deserved it. So in the cafe house, in the cafe of karma, there are no menus. You cannot order, "I want this, I want this." You get what you deserve. To understand karma philosophy is very important in this Brahmin life. Because everything counts. Nothing is happening without a reason. The things which are around you, the circumstances which you are encountering, the people come and oppose you. People come and criticize you. People come and talk against you. People come and praise you. People come and follow you. People, whatever they are doing, there is a chain reaction. Everything is linked, interconnected in this world drama. So we need to understand this karma thing. It's very deep. Why I am here? Why particular thing happened to me alone? Because even if I say that I have not done any wrong to anybody, but still that person is doing wrong to me, this is injustice. But there is no such thing as injustice in this drama. Dadi Janki used to say, "It is not good, it is not bad, it just is." Don't say that this is bad, this is not good, this is this, this is that. In the recent, Murli Baba has given the homework to become full stop yogi. So what is the definition of full stop yogi? He is specialized. He has his PhD in applying full stop. He can apply full stop wherever he wants. And there are comma yogis. They apply comma. Okay, things are bad. I accept. But why only me? There is a but. There is moreover. There is therefore. So Baba is teaching a spiritual grammar. Where to apply full stop? Where do you apply question mark? Why this? Why that? Things should not happen this way. These people don't know things. So many questions. If you have to have question marks, have it for yourself, self-examination. So Baba teaches us where to put question mark, where to put exclamation mark. Oh, even here? We never expected. These people should be yogis. We never expect them to be bhogis, but they are. So where to put exclamation mark, where to put quotation mark, where to put colon, semicolon, where to put dash, bracket. Sahaj Raj Yoga. It's a very easy Raj Yoga. In bracket, very difficult. The bracket is there within us. In spite of the fact that we know, yes, I really love listening to Murli. In bracket, it's extremely boring. This sister should change her ways of narrating. So there are brackets everywhere. There are colons, there are semicolons, there are dash. Baba is teaching us language and how to perfect your grammar. And which words should be in your dictionary and which words should not be. There are words which he like double. He doesn't like the word single. There are many words he doesn't like but. Why? This, that. So, karma is something which we need to understand deeply. If a person is shouting, why that person is shouting? If the person is unhappy, why that person is unhappy? Karmas arise from thoughts. Thoughts arise from sanskars. Something which has been repeated multiple times has become a sanskar, and from that sanskar, a thought is arising, an emotion is arising. That emotion, that thought is giving rise to some action, some deed. And depending upon the nature of the deed, person gets the reward or punishment. So they talk about 12 different laws of karma. I think that has been discussed some time back in some of the Hindi classes. But we will see them here today. What are those laws of karma? The first is the great law. The great law. Cause and effect. Karya karan. Whatever is happening, there is a reason. Nothing is happening without reason. If you feel this is something unexpected, there's nothing like that. Everything has a reason. If you feel sudden sorrow, there is a reason. If you feel sudden pain, there is a reason. It's not that we try to find out reason every time. Sometimes the reasons you may not find. But you can get some faint idea of why this thing has happened. So this is known as, in common terms, as you sow, so shall you reap. So this law is known as the great law, the law of cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap. We know this and we teach this to others. Very nicely we teach. If a newcomer comes, we enjoy thrusting our knowledge into his head. So the first law is law of great law. The second is law of creation. Law of creation. Whatever that is happening is your own creation. You have created it. And another way, you can create what you want. You can create anything. It's all just your belief system. You believe that this food is needed for me. I want this. Without this, I cannot survive. You will definitely die if you don't get that. But if you can reject it, I don't need this, then you can have it. So everything is here. It's a mental conditioning. Without this person, I cannot live. I'll die if this person dies. That person dies, but you don't die. And gradually you learn to live without that person. And after some time, you also learn that that person should have died long back. Because that person was the obstruction. My whole progress was stuck because of him or her. Law of creation. You can create. You can, all the blueprints are within. You can create. Whatever you keep on telling, self-talk, self-chatter. The music is going on all the time, even whilst you are sitting here. Inside your mind, you are thinking something else, not what I am. You are not listening to what I am saying. There is a different music, background music is going on. In between, sometimes when you are distracted from that music, then some words come to you and you feel, oh, this is good. But again, that music is so loud. The background music is going on unendingly. The music of future, the music of past. So the second is this law of creation. The third is law of humility. If you refuse to accept something, you will be forced to accept that one day. That's how better it is to accept everything. Accept everything, all happenings which are there in you. Your life, your relations, your people who are around you, the office, the job. If there is a sense of rejection, you may not grow. That is known as acceptance. But acceptance doesn't mean that you just sit down and do nothing. That is not the definition of acceptance. Acceptance means first we accept, okay, this is the reality. But acceptance, law of acceptance, doesn't mean that you stop progressing. You start progressing. You make efforts. But you're not negative. But at the same time, there is a humility. There is an humble effort, an attempt to come out of the situations where you are in. So accept your ignorance. Accept the things that are happening to you. Accept the people who are around you. Accept the places, the persons, the circumstances. Accept God. Accept this knowledge. Accept drama. In fact, we know drama, but totally we have not accepted it. Because there are many scenes of this drama. If we are told, would you like to make some changes in your past drama? We will say, yes, remove this scene. This scene is not good. The moment I am reminded of that scene, I feel so horrible. If some editing can be done, Baba, just do it. Because that memory is nightmare. And everyone is carrying some traumatic memories. Unless and until you neutralize your past, you cannot get rid of past. It is not that you suppress, forget the past, put a full stop. What full stop? You have put the full stop, but there is a seething pressure cooker inside. Putting a full stop doesn't mean that you suppress things. You have to see them, you have to face them. No matter how bad things are, no matter how bad things have happened. But that is the reality, and now it cannot terrify me much. You know, when you see a horror movie, there is a horrible scene, you do like this, but again you make and see. You try to see that. Even though you feel, oh no, I will not see. It's very bad. The ghost is coming, and there are some noises, a dark night, and there is a voice, and somebody is walking, and the door is opening. There is a fog outside. Who is there? No one. Door closes. Again the door opens on its own. So it's so horrible. And then suddenly somebody keeps a hand. You say, no, I will not see. Who is that person? But then you want to see who is the person who kept the hand. Because you know that is not going to affect you. Even though it is terrifying, it is horrible, dreadful. But still, so also, past is there. So rather than looking like this, look it into the face. It is gone. I remember a mother comes to our OPD. Earlier, they are in CRPF. Earlier, they were in Kashmir and her husband was killed in front of her eyes. A sword was stabbed and her husband died. And that trauma is too much. It has been years now, but she still gets that nightmare. It's very difficult sometimes to get rid of those memories. The hurtful memories. The one whom you trusted. One day they just deserted you. Those whom you loved, suddenly they died. The law of humility, accept. The fourth law of growth. Our growth is above all any circumstance. From any circumstance we can grow out. No matter how harsh the opposition is, but we can grow. We can grow anywhere. In fact, our real growth happens in unfavorable situations. The more the situations are unfavorable, you grow. When things are there and everything is so well, you are within the comfort zone. Do you ever grow? The story of the world is the story of growing, rising from the discomfort. Study all the kings and the emperors of the world. They have grown out of incongenial atmosphere. The atmosphere was never favorable. Everything was adverse. Sweet are the uses of adversity. Shakespeare says in his play, King Lear. King Lear is there outside. Everybody has deceived him. He is in the forest. But in the forest, so many good things happen. So that's a very great statement. Sweet are the uses of adversity. So let the adverse situation come. Let the bad news comes. You will grow. You'll become stronger and stronger. So law of growth. Fifth is law of responsibilities. Our lives are our own doing. So no one is responsible for what is happening. You alone are responsible. In the ultimate analysis. He has done this to me. He has done that to me. Nobody has done anything to you. You are getting what you deserve. Not a single blow is undeserved. You deserve that kick. You have to enter the university of hard knocks. Hard knocks. Without entering this university, you will not grow. Then law of connection. Everything is connected in this universe. Small things, bad things, big things. You just have to find that connection. Then law of focus. A single attention on something. That's the seventh law of karma. The eighth law is law of hospitality and giving. In giving that we receive. Not in hoarding and garnering that you get things. The more you give, things will come to you. The law of change. History repeats itself unless changed. You have to change the history. Otherwise the same sanskar will keep on repeating. That's the law of karma. Tenth, law of here and now. This law says, just get focused on this moment. Now. Forget the past, the future. 11th, the law of patience. Wait. A forest is not created in one day. It takes time. So you have begun the journey and you want result now. You have changed the diet and you want to get well in the next day. But you forget that you had been on unhealthy diet for 10 years. At least 10 days wait. But no. I tell patients, start walking. So they start walking. So what you are doing? From 3 days I am walking, Naki, one round. But there is no loss of weight at all. What to do? So they want result instant. And the 5th, 12th law of significance and inspiration. Every small thing contributes to the whole. That is known as law of inspiration and contribution. Whatever small thing you do, every small thought is a brick to the building of your character. Every small thought, whatever you do, everything contributes. So when you enter the coffee house of karma, you don't have to order. You will get automatically what you deserve. Karma has no menu. Om Shanti.